Hello, everyone. Ron and David here, coming to you from our website, astrologynewsreport.com.
Now we look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's in store in the heavens for October 20th to October 27th and beyond?
Mars is directly opposite Neptune today, October 20th. Mars is at 8 degrees Leo, Neptune is at 8 degrees Aquarius. The basic qualities of these two signs are such that both Mars's significations and Neptune's significations get enhanced, and that results in an energy pattern with more than the usual tension.
Leo is a fire sign, creative, action-oriented, and self-centered. For Leo, it's all about me. Mars is the fiery, dynamic action planet. The energy of Mars fits quite well with Leo. Thus, Mars is strongly disposed to be active in Leo. On the other side of the equation, Aquarius is the quintessential community or social sign, all about sacrifice for the group, concern for humanity, advancing social causes. Neptune is the planet of irrational idealism and also represents those who are disadvantaged in society.
And so this month we have seen playing out the dichotomy of those who are in power and seek to use that power versus the idealism of those who ostensibly represent the needs of the ordinary masses. Nowhere is this more apparent than the ongoing war in the United States government between the congressional power brokers and the self-appointed champions of the people. Whether they are representing ultra-conservative Tea Party separatists, or liberal social welfare interests, or long-suffering taxpayers just trying to get by.
Mercury enters a three-weeks-long retrograde period tomorrow, Monday, October 21st. Mercury goes retrograde at 24 degrees Libra. Mercury will back up in the heavens and hit Saturn on October 29th, then Rahu on November 3rd. Mercury will resume normal forward motion on November 10th at 8 degrees Libra.
Mercury is the planet of communications and everyday operations. Mercury is data and information. Mercury retrograde periods are well known to be times when everyday activities tend to get screwed up more than usual, especially when involving communications. Do not expect phone messages, text, or voicemail to be received in a timely manner or to have been understood.
Mercury is the planet of equipment, which tends to malfunction more often during Mercury retrograde periods. Mercury is also the planet of travel. Therefore, travel, except for everyday routines, should be avoided if possible. Mercury is the planet of business transactions, so you have to pay more attention when you are giving or receiving change. Double-check all your receipts.
If Mercury isn't interacting or influenced by other planets, its retrograde period becomes just one of minor irritations. But when Mercury retrograde combines with other planets, the potential for trouble increases exponentially.
Let's not forget that since Mars, the planet of action, is still being influenced by Neptune, the planet of confusion, the potential for major screw-ups is really high for this whole week.
All right, David. Between these two planetary patterns, it starts looking like a week ripe for messing up. Best to stick to routine activities.
Although I'd like to remind everyone that there are situations where the retrograde Mercury energy can be used in an advantageous way, reconnecting with old friends or business contacts, editing or revising a report or manuscript, organizing your files, or updating your address box and tossing out the dead wood, or being reminded what has been forgotten. Anything that has been at the back of your mind and nagging at you, like really needing to clean out your garage or storage unit, do it. Knowing it is a Mercury retrograde period and cooperating with the energy can be productive, useful, and positive.
Yeah, these sorts of activities are appropriate, but just as important is to avoid any new projects like new business ventures, first meetings to make a proposal, signing contracts on a new project, going on a blind date, pretty much anything that involves breaking new ground where the need for good, smooth communication down the line will be vital to the outcome. Anything started during Mercury retrograde tends to get plagued with problems for its entire life.
Getting back to Venus, even though it is still in Scorpio, which continues the potential for such things as depraved pleasures, at least Venus is pulling away from the exact square aspect from Mars. Some of the Venus significations, like coming to an agreement, should be improving this week. Also, with four planets in Libra, Venus must be getting at least some strength by transference.
This is true. By the rules in Vedic astrology, a planet gains power when there are planets transiting in its sign. Also, Venus's own dispositor, Mars, planet that rules Scorpio, is itself strong in the sign Leo. So there is some hope for Venus after all. And even there were talks last week between the Western powers and Iran, and these talks have been termed productive, which sounds like something positive is happening in that quarter.
I guess we'll have to see what develops on that.
Yeah. All right. Until next week.